Yeah.
So then how did this, I'm trying to understand, I recently went to a Zen gathering. And
right.
They, my basic understanding is they're not focusing on the Four Noble Truths. They're trying to be, you know, present in the moment.
Yeah.
And to get to some sort of no mind state. How did this arise and why is that considered Buddhism?
This is being recorded. I mean, it's a lot of how it's used, and it's something that is I think in terms of the way that. I mean, I don't understand the history completely, and it is a progression in Buddhist philosophy and the teaching, and it did say emptiness took on a almost like a metaphysical entity like experience or configuration somehow. And you know, I think the Buddha was, I mean, he was extremely practical and wasn't. He was trying to give tools that are helpful, and sometimes, and certainly with the Four Noble Truths are really essential to the understanding of Buddhism. And I remember one time going to pay respects to a highly revered Dzogchen master, sort of Tibetan tradition, and of course they've certainly have that element of kind of the emptiness but he in his teaching that day, something that he said that really, really hit me, because one, he was one of His Holiness the Dalai Lama's meditation teachers. He was the preceptor for the whole of the Nyingma lineage. For their ordained sangha, and a teacher of many of the great Dzogchen masters who are around these days, and he said, you know, for whatever teachings that you hear, then if they don't fit into or fulfill the Four Noble Truths, then it's just not Buddhism. And I think that's a teaching that really goes through all of the different lineages and I'm not sure what, you know, Zen, of course, is a very broad category of teachings from the Japanese tradition, but I think any of those teachings would be, you know, you have to come back to the Four Noble Truths as a basic foundation. And you know, you can use all sorts of different tools and use different approaches, but the those four noble truths are really essential.